Hello and welcome to your GCSE French Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because this episode is all about one of the most exciting and genuinely useful parts of your French course, using languages beyond the classroom. Whether you're preparing for your speaking assessment, your writing tasks, or your reading and listening papers, everything we cover today will help you pick up real marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with the big picture. The theme of using languages beyond the classroom sits within what your specification calls the wider world. It's about French in real-life contexts: travel, work, technology, culture, and global communication. Examiners want to see that you can use French not just to describe your bedroom or your school timetable, but to engage with the world around you. This is where your marks can really climb, because candidates who show they can use French authentically, in context, with confidence, are the ones who reach the higher grades. Now, before we get into the core concepts, let me remind you of something really important. Your exam is testing four key skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. And across all four of those skills, the theme of using languages beyond the classroom can appear. So everything we discuss today applies across your whole exam, not just one paper. Right, let's talk core concepts. And I want to start with something that underpins everything in this topic: tenses. Specifically, your ability to refer to the past, the present, and the future. This is one of the most heavily rewarded skills in GCSE French, and it's one of the most common areas where candidates lose marks. So let's make sure you've got it nailed. For the past, the tense you need most is the passé composé. This is formed with the present tense of avoir or être, followed by the past participle. For example, j'ai visité Paris l'année dernière. I visited Paris last year. Or, if you're using être, je suis allé au marché. I went to the market. Remember, verbs that use être in the passé composé include verbs of movement: aller, venir, partir, arriver, and so on, and all reflexive verbs. And don't forget the agreement rules. If the subject is feminine, you add an E. If it's plural, you add an S. For the present tense, you need to be confident with regular ER, IR, and RE verbs, as well as the key irregular verbs: être, avoir, aller, faire, pouvoir, vouloir, and devoir. These come up constantly in reading and listening tasks, and you need to produce them accurately in speaking and writing. And for the future, you have two options: the futur proche, which is aller plus the infinitive, like je vais voyager, I'm going to travel, and the futur simple, where you add future endings directly to the infinitive: je voyagerai, I will travel. Both are perfectly acceptable in your exam, but using the futur simple shows a higher level of grammatical control, and examiners will credit that. Now, let's think about the specific contexts within this theme. One of the most common is travel and tourism. You might be asked to describe a past holiday, talk about where you'd like to go in the future, or discuss the benefits of travel for young people. Key vocabulary here includes les vacances, holidays, un séjour, a stay, à l'étranger, abroad, les transports en commun, public transport, l'hébergement, accommodation, and a phrase I love for showing off: ça m'a permis de, it allowed me to, followed by an infinitive. For example, ça m'a permis de découvrir une nouvelle culture. It allowed me to discover a new culture. That kind of complex structure will push you into the higher mark bands. Another key context is technology and communication. Think about how French speakers use technology: social media, smartphones, the internet. Vocabulary to know: les réseaux sociaux, social media, un portable, a mobile phone, naviguer sur internet, to browse the internet, télécharger, to download, and a really useful phrase: grâce à la technologie, thanks to technology. You can use this to introduce opinions: grâce à la technologie, il est plus facile de communiquer en français. Thanks to technology, it is easier to communicate in French. And then there's the world of work and future aspirations, another rich area for this theme. You might be asked about work experience, career plans, or the value of speaking a foreign language in the workplace. Key phrases: un stage en entreprise, work experience, les compétences linguistiques, language skills, être bilingue, to be bilingual, and a brilliant justification phrase:
Parler français m'aidera à trouver un bon emploi. Speaking French will help me find a good job.
Let me also mention culture and identity, because this comes up in reading and listening tasks particularly. You might encounter texts about French festivals, food, cinema or sport. The key skill here is comprehension, understanding the gist and picking out specific details. Don't panic if you don't know every word. Use context clues. Look for cognates, words that look similar to English, and use the process of elimination in multiple choice questions. Right, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. This is where I really want you to pay attention, because these are the things that separate a grade 4 from a grade 7. Tip number 1, address every bullet point. In writing tasks, you will be given bullet points to cover. Candidates who miss a bullet point cannot access the full range of marks. Before you start writing, underline each bullet point and tick them off as you go. Tip number 2, develop your answers. Don't just say, "Je suis allé en France," I went to France. Say, "Je suis allé en France avec ma famille il y a 2 ans, et c'était une expérience inoubliable parce que j'ai pu pratiquer mon français. I went to France with my family 2 years ago, and it was an unforgettable experience because I was able to practice my French." Examiners reward development, justification, and complexity. Tip number 3. Use connectives and linking phrases. Words like cependant, however, de plus, furthermore, par contre, on the other hand, c'est pourquoi, that's why. These signal to the examiner that you're constructing a real argument, not just listing facts. Tip number 4. Get your gender agreements right. Adjectives must agree with the noun they describe. Un voyage intéressant, but une expérience intéressante. Take an extra 30 seconds to check your agreements before you move on. Tip number 5. In the speaking exam, use your 15 minutes of preparation time wisely. Read the task carefully, annotate it, jot down key vocabulary and phrases you want to use, and think about how you'll incorporate past, present, and future references. And tip number 6, for the read aloud task, practice your sound symbol correspondences. The nasal sounds, or, an, a, trip up a lot of candidates. Practice reading aloud every day, even for just 5 minutes. It makes a huge difference. Now, let's talk about common mistakes. Mistake number 1, writing in English when you can't think of the French. If you genuinely don't know a word, try to work around it. Use a simpler word you do know or describe it. A creative workaround is far better than leaving a gap. Mistake number 2, using only simple sentence structures. Aim to include at least one subordinate clause per paragraph. Something like, "Je pense que parler français est important parce que." I think that speaking French is important because. Mistake number 3, confusing pour and parce que. Pour is followed by an infinitive. Je travaille pour gagner de l'argent. I work to earn money. Parce que is followed by a subject and verb. Je travaille parce que j'aime mon métier. I work because I love my job. Mistake number 4, forgetting to use negatives. Je ne suis jamais allé en France, mais j'espère y aller un jour. I have never been to France, but I hope to go one day. That uses the passé composé with a negative and the future proche, exactly what examiners want to see. All right, time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question and I want you to pause the podcast and say your answer out loud before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you form the passé composé? Short pause. Answer. You use the present tense of avoir or être followed by the past participle. Question 2. Give me 3 verbs that take être in the passé composé. Short pause. Answer. Any 3 from aller, venir, partir, arriver, entrer, sortir, monter, descendre, and all reflexive verbs. Question 3. How do you say, thanks to technology, it is easier to communicate in French? Short pause. Answer.
Grâce à la technologie, il est plus facile de communiquer. Question 4. What does the phrase ça m'a permis de mean? And what does it take after it? Short pause. Answer. It means it allowed me to, and it's followed by an infinitive. Question 5. Name two connective phrases you could use to introduce a contrasting point. Short pause. Answer. Cependant, however, par contre, on the other hand. Brilliant! How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section before your exam. Right, let's wrap up with a quick summary. We looked at the three main tenses, passé composé, présent, and future, and why using all three is essential for higher marks. We explored the key contexts within this theme, travel and tourism, technology and communication, the world of work, and culture and identity. We covered 6 exam tips and 4 common mistakes to avoid. You've got this. French Beyond the Classroom is about real communication, and that's actually the exciting part. Every time you use French in the real world, even just watching a French film or listening to a French song, you're building the skills that will serve you in that exam room. Bonne chance, good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. Au revoir!